Hi, and welcome to a new kind of videos in this program. Many of you have been focusing on the fretboard freedom system. Maybe some of you, or not maybe, some of you have been focusing on learning alternate picking as you've been going through this program. But so now you have a good start, and it's time to focus on how to really get to the point you want or to the skill level you want. Because most people focus on, well, what does it take? Well, we have to practice a lot, and we have to have the right strategies and have to know what to do, and then we embark on that mission. But very few of us actually focus on the real reasons why we get there or not. And those reasons are not to be found in music theory or in the instrument. It's to be found behind or between our ears. And so we're going to focus on the first crucial element here in whether or not you get to the skill level you want. And that is really the belief that you can do it or not. And that belief, if you have the belief, a strong conviction almost, that you will get to where you want to go, then it doesn't matter if you get frustrated. It doesn't matter if you don't develop as fast as you thought you would, because then you'll just, you know, come up with new strategies, seek new information, and then be all enthusiastic again when you find it, and then you'll apply it, and then you'll get frustrated again, but then you'll get back on the horse fast because you know you can do it, right? So there's no reason to give. Why would you give up when you are guaranteed the result? So if I could just infuse or put into you a conviction, not a belief, but a strong conviction that you were actually born to play at an incredible level, and you really walked and talked like that, and you knew that to be true, then there's just nothing that could stop you, nothing. And the amount of passion and enthusiasm you felt about your instrument would be just as large, as big as it could be. Because what kills our passion, mostly, or our enthusiasm, is the belief that we cannot do it. So why be all enthusiastic about something that you can't have? And so, for instance, if you go out and you want to buy a car and you go to a car dealership and you say, okay, that's a great car over there, but it cost, you know, 1 million whatever, and so you can never afford it, or so you believe, so you just spend 2 minutes looking at it, dreaming a little, and then you move on to something that you can actually buy. And that's what we do with guitars, or guitar playing also. We do not spend hours and days and months focusing on something that we are really deeply convinced that we cannot achieve anyway. Oh, we got a nice little sun coming in there again today. So how do we go about this? Because you can't just create a belief. Well, you can do it if you, you know, the popular way, you can use affirmations and visualize stage. We're going to talk just a little bit about that. But really, you cannot just create a belief because you don't believe it, right? How do you believe something that you do not believe? And every single one of us has a deep-seated belief that we might not be able to do what it is that we've set out to do because we haven't seen, felt, and experienced that skill level within us. If you could travel, you know, in time to the future and get a real experience of how and see yourself play like you want to play and then go back, you would have a total belief, a strong belief that you could do it because you know it's going to happen in the future. And so all your passion and enthusiasm would come out full out with no limitations to it because the emotion knows it can be there without it hurting you because we don't want to be hurt. And so if you are all enthusiastic about something that you're not going to get, then you're not going to be enthusiastic because you won't risk the potential disappointment and pain of working so hard to get something that you didn't achieve anyway. But if you believe, and so how do we create beliefs? First of all, you can't. So you cannot just sit back and use kind of a strategy to create a belief. You have to see it. When you see it, you believe it. And so when we were living in nature, a part of our brain was always, and it still is, focused on what is true and what is not. So if you hear a scary sound in the background, you hear a, that immediately makes your the deepest parts of your brain react, right? So you have an idea that there might be something scary behind you, but it's not a belief yet. You just have an idea. And if you take that to the guitar world, you might have an idea that you can learn to play guitar, but you haven't seen the proof yet. So you're not there fully. The same thing happens here. I hear this, so I have an idea that something might be behind me. And so I look. If what I see is a chair being pulled slowly over the floor, saying, then I'm back to normal again. But if I see a tiger with teeth out and all of that, then I run as fast as I can. Now it's not any longer an idea. It's a belief, a conviction in my brain that that is real. The threat is real, so run. And so every single part of my body is engaged in that belief and in solving the problem that I'm in. The same thing goes for guitar. I have my guitar over there, that's why I'm pointing over there. The same thing goes with guitar, that I might have an idea that I can learn how to play really, really well, but I'm not sure. And so, but I'm sure enough to put it into action to this degree, right? The question is, let's say I just have this loose idea and I'm willing to test it and see I go forward. And that's where most people are. We don't quite know. We might say we know. Yes, I'm going to be one of the best in the world. But in the back of our minds, there's this little voice that says, are you sure about that? And so, but we're working with the idea. But our level of passion and enthusiasm cannot really be explosive as long as we don't have this conviction, because we're afraid to get disappointed, right? So what do you do? Well, first of all, you listen to videos like this if they make you feel inspired. You use every single method of inspiring yourself along the way to believe that you can do it. So you listen to this video or this audio on your MP3 player whenever you can do it, and that, you know, because we are, when you're listening to this, I'm reconfiguring little beliefs in your mind. You see new things, and that makes you believe that you can do it more, because you have my support and your own support. Because you can take 1,000 people and 999% of them would go, you're just full of crap, Klaus. It's not like that. You cannot, blah, 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 whatever. So there's a lot of skepticism out there, a lot of people who would reject any notice of that guitar playing has anything to do other than practice and learning the methods. But you are willing, if you're listening to this anyway, you are willing to do something about it and to be open to, there might be another cause for guitar mastery than just practicing a lot. Because why do people practice a lot? What makes them practice a lot? What makes them just keep on going? Well, I don't know. Well, just willpower and self-discipline. Wrong. Nobody achieves mastery by using willpower and self-discipline. It wears you out. You get tired. You just want to get away from it. And it becomes not fun to practice, which just brings you in the total opposite direction. It's always passion. It's always enthusiasm when anyone has reached a level of mastery like you probably want to reach. So what do we do? How do we create that? And first of all, as I said, you listen to these sessions as often as you can, and that's why they're there. Primary, to defeat the belief or the idea that you might not be able to do it. I was very lucky. I had a father that whenever I spoke to him about, oh, this guy is so talented and he can do much more than I have, and he's practicing nowhere near as much as I'm practicing, and he's still better than me. I must not have the talent. And my father was completely, just rejected every single argument that I could have or reference or belief that I couldn't do it. He just said, whatever, if you can persist long enough, you can do whatever you want. You can do, but I, son, you can do whatever you want. You just practice and persist long enough. I mean, he just kept repeating the same freaking message over and over again whenever I was in doubt. And because back then he was, you know, the god of my life, the one who spoke the truth always, like some dads have luck positioning themselves, and that was great. So I just accepted that, just bam, without a lot of arguments, internal arguments. I just accepted that message. Okay, so that's true. Then I can do whatever I want, and I just kept practicing. But you might not have that luxury of someone that you put that high to tell you something like that, and you're probably a grown up as well, so you don't have the luxury of being a kid with that kind of authority telling you things. So what do? Well, first of all, you listen to these sessions as often as you can, And then second of all, you can actually trick your mind to some degree into not believing or creating a conviction that you can do it, but you can get in that direction by visualization. And that simply means taking the images, your favorite images of the best players, the best guitar players that you know of, and then seeing them play, because I bet you've been studying the right hand and the left hand of your favorite players like I did, right? And so you can visualize that, him playing. I can see the picking motion of John McLaughlin compared to Aldi Meola. I know how they move their hands. That's how much I've been looking at and trying to figure out what went on. And so I can visualize that. But then you can also put your own head on top of that body. And if you can do that and really focus on it as hard as you can, and you don't have to be able to visualize it perfectly with colors and details in HD. You can just have a feeling of you, here I am on stage and I'm playing that kind of music. You can even put on the music that you love the most, or the solos you love the most, and then just close your eyes, just sit back in your chair, and then imagine that it's you looking down on your own. This has to be your perspective. Looking down on your hands, doing those motions, really spend time visualizing how that looks, first of all, and how that feels, how people's response is to you, how they look at you, how your co-band members look at you when you play, and just put on the music, and then imagine you playing that. Imagine you having that skill level, and then focus on how does that feel? How does it feel? Because that's what makes it real for your brain, is looking at it and then getting the emotion. Because people often say, oh, you have to think positive to be happy. Yes, but it's not the negative thoughts that brings us down. It's what we believe to be true that brings us down. If I tell you that you're an idiot, then did you feel bad right now? No, you didn't. Because, you know, I was talking about an example here. I didn't say you're an idiot. And apart from that, I can't see you. I don't know you through the lens here. But anyway, you hear the words, but you don't feel any negativity in your body. So I can say, you're an idiot. I can do it again. You're an idiot. Idiot. And you don't feel anything. Why? Because you don't believe it to be true. You do not believe that there's a person in front of you who thinks you're an idiot. So there's no emotional reaction because your brain tells you that that is not real. He doesn't mean that. He can't even see you. So even though you're hearing the same words, you're hearing it with the same kind of tonality in my voice, there's no emotion. Why? Because you don't believe it. So it's only what you believe that you react to emotionally. So your brain knows that if there's no emotional reaction to what you see or imagine or visualize, then it's not real. So in order for your visualization to be effective, you have to really feel the I used to imagine myself, you know, with one foot on the monitor. Today we have these little earplugs for monitors. Often, but you know, back then we have these huge, huge speakers on the floor. So I used to imagine myself putting my foot on that monitor and then looking down on people as I was playing something impossible. And that really made me feel amazing. And I used to run that image over and over in my head to the point where when I was on stage in high school, I used to do that, but I got so nervous that I couldn't really, because my skills were not at the mastery level. So I got so nervous that I couldn't really, you know, get there in reality. But the image helped me give my body and my brain a sense or a partial belief of what it would feel like to have that skill. So as I did that over and over again every day when I was in school, just sitting, imagining that, practicing, and I used to practice and visualize also how great it would be to just learn the thing I was working on right now. Some simple alternate picking exercise that I was just freaking out about, just focusing on it intensely to the point where people thought I was just, you know, mad. And so I was just playing that same exercise over and over again. Whenever I didn't have anything, I was when I was talking to people, I was playing to the point where it got to be a problem in the class, where the teacher started saying, "You can't bring your guitar to school anymore." And of course I said, "Then I'm not coming to school." So that could have gone wrong there, but there was so much visualization, and it came natural, because that's a natural response to something that you really want, is visualization. And as I said, you don't have to be able to visualize it perfectly in HD. You can just get a sense of it, just feel it, move your hands as if you were playing, and then just sit there. Listen to your favorite music, imagine yourself playing, or just create a favorite image that you can have in your head that has the maximum amount of emotional intensity to it. Because that will give your brain a, "Oh, are we there?" Your brain says, "Oh, great, yes, people are cheering, we can do it," it says. And when you open your eyes and go back to reality and practicing and not being there yet, your brain might say, "Oh, we're not there yet." But it still gives you strength in your conscious belief or conscious choice of believing in yourself. It's so common to have this belief, but because of two reasons, really. First of all, as I said, it's the brain. It just acts like that. When you haven't seen it, you can't. Even if every single person in the whole world was playing like this, then you would still feel, "Oh, I might. There might be a chance that I can't do it," because you haven't seen it yet. You haven't seen it in action, in your own body. So that's the first one. And the second one is that when we grow up, we are confronted with so many adults that have been disappointed so many times that there are just many people who like to tell you what you can and cannot do. And there are actually people who might say something like, "Well, it's a good idea to be conscious about your abilities and what you can and cannot do." And those people are the ones who also focus mostly on talent and no talent. And they use that as a way of keeping themselves from being disappointed. Because if you don't ever try anything, if you don't commit yourself and say, I will master this instrument to the level where I can't, you know, just world-class skills. Of course I will. And people go, "Yeah, sure. You're going to do that. Well, have a nice..." Because whenever you do that and commit to something like that, you risk you risk the situation where you've actually failed. You've given up. And people are going, "Oh, what was it about that skill, those skills you wanted to develop?" "Well, I gave up. I couldn't do it." But as I've said in other videos, there are only two kinds of guitar players: those who give up and those who don't. If you talk to somebody who's not playing guitar anymore, he gave up. He didn't make it. If you are talking to someone who has the skill level you want, well, he didn't give up. So all you really have to do is not give up. Just keep on pushing, keep on searching for the next insight that's going to bring you through the barrier that you're facing right now. And if you have that deep-seated belief that you can do it, then there's absolutely no stopping you. So working on that belief, visualizing, picking out information that you read about in interviews and guitar magazines, whatever, choosing to believe it, "Yes, I can do that too." And you read about people's development, the hardship they have, whatever. And it might be in areas of the world as well, not only guitar players, but just read any story that you can find about someone who overcame his obstacles or his barriers to where he wanted to go. And guitar playing, it's such, you know, creating wealth for yourself, creating a wonderful relationship to another human being, all of these things are very complex indeed. Having massive skills on your instrument is really, it's very predictable. The better methods you have, the faster you'll get there, the more you practice, the more enthusiastic, which all is determined by the level of belief you have in yourself, the more, then you'll just, you know, it's almost like a digital thing. You just develop from A to C, and then once you, it's not that hard, really. You'll have frustration and all those things, but it's not that hard. Anyone can do it. And so the more you believe in talent and all of these things, of course, the more it's a sign that you have self-doubts, because that's really, of course, talent has, in sports, has a very important element there, because it determines whether or not you get over the finishing line before the others. Just that little increment of having that extra energy or having that extra ability means, but this is not sports. So talent just absolutely means almost nothing, at least to the technical side of playing guitar. So anyone can learn to play super fast. Anyone can learn all the scales, all the theory, all of that. Anyone might not be able to learn to play beautiful music or to phrase amazingly, but who cares? I mean, I see a lot of very well-known guitar players who never really gotten very far in that department, but they do very well anyway. So it's really a predictable process. And in the next video that's going to come up, we're going to talk just a little bit about I'm just taking my notes again, about this, and really I'm going to give you an analogy that will make you understand this even further, and really will give you an extra power behind the belief that you can actually do it. So see you in the next video of this kind.